Shakespeare's plays are never about the day nothing happened. They're always about the day something amazing happened.
Something amazing happened several summers ago in Jackson, Michigan. Without knowing it, the Michigan Shakespeare Festival was being created. Janice L. Blixt is the artistic director. Jerry Blanchard is chair of the board.
It was in the 90s. They started in the park.
It had been a bunch of high school kids at the end of the year who loved their Shakespeare class so much that they wanted to put up a Midsummer Night's Dream.
And they just felt it would be better and cheaper outside.
They built a replica of the Globe Theater, the stage house part, and they put it out in Ellisharp Park here in Jackson.
And little by little, it evolved into what it is today.
The decision was made that as we were using more and more professional actors and designers and technicians, and as we were building it into a regional theater festival, it would be in everyone's best interest to move inside. This is a rep company, so we hire... This year, it's 14 actors in total, and they perform in all three of the productions.
One of the most popular comedies, Twelfth Night.
It's one of these plays where the female twin and the male twin are mistaken for each other and lots of crazy identities, and the girl's dressed up as a boy. So hijinks ensues. It's one of the funniest of his plays. But wrapped in that is some of the most beautiful language. If music be the food of love, play on and give me excess of it.
He's a genius, you know.
This has survived for 400 years. When people say, yeah, but why should I bother with Shakespeare? It's so hard to understand. My response to that is usually, then you haven't seen good Shakespeare. Shakespeare was not meant to be read. It was meant to be performed.
When they see this brilliant theater and see how wonderful and entertaining he is.
And the actors that we hire are all very good at Shakespeare. That's part of this job, is being well-trained in Shakespeare, well-trained in verse, well-trained in language. We were really fortunate. A guy named Ben Reigel, who is in Kalamazoo, he just walked in the door and said, hey, I got a job at Western Michigan University. He's someone who has done Shakespeare festivals all over the country. He has a great background in this.
I think this is a marvelous season. In addition to Twelfth Night, we also have a rather... It's not an obscure play, but it just isn't performed very often in King John.
Paul Riopel, he's a Michigan actor. He's pretty well known around here. He's playing King John in King John, which is a really tragic and giant role. It's a huge undertaking for him. But in She Stoops to Conquer, he's the guy that comes in at the end of Act 5 and says, what are you people doing? And has a funny little bit.
And then we're doing She Stoops to Conquer, which is one of my favorite comedies of all time. People are going to love that, too. No, I'm really excited about this season.
There are people who go to theater, and there are people who don't. We watch television, we watch movies, and when we see people going to the theater, they're wearing tuxedos and ball gowns, and it's always an opening night extravaganza. And so the first thing that I like to do is I like to invite people to the theater. One of the things that I always want to put on the website, and I never have, I want to say, just show up, we'll wear the costumes. The energy is alive. What is happening right there, and you're there to see it, and you're a part of it. The sheer connection that takes place. This is about pure humanity. It's about honor. It's about love. It's about hatred and desperation. I would make me a willow cabin at your gate and call upon my soul within the house. I would write loyal cantons of condemned love and sing them aloud to the reverberate hills.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.